Good morning. Yellen says interest rates may rise and then retract. FIIs cut bullish bets on Nifty and Bank Nifty futures. RBI bought some 42 tons of gold last financial year. And traders bet on stocks with high earnings visibility. Hi there. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I am Sandeep Singh. Let's start with a quick glance on the state of the markets. The Lal Street looked set for a positive start this morning, despite warnings of a bigger possible tragedy in India's COVID crisis and a sell-off in US technology shares after comments from Janet Yellen on interest rates rattled markets. Nifty futures traded some 50 points higher on the Singapore exchange. Many Asian markets were shut for a holiday. In treasuries, the US 10-year yields remained steady at around 1.59%. In commodities, oil extended a rally after US stockpiles fell and WTI crude rose 0.8% to $66 per barrel. The dollar held gains and gold traded at $1,778 per ounce. That said, here's what else is making news. US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen dropped a bombshell when she said interest rates may have to rise modestly to prevent the US economy from overheating due to higher levels of government spending without specifying a time frame. It may be that interest rates will have to rise somewhat to make sure our economy doesn't overheat, Yellen said in an interview with The Atlantic. The statement triggered strong profit-taking in US technology shares. Later, she clarified she was not predicting or recommending interest rate increases. In a clear sign of growing concerns over the economic fallout from surging COVID cases, FIIs sharply cut their bullish bets on Nifty and Bank Nifty futures. Coupled with cash market sales, this has dragged Nifty down by 2.7% over the last three sessions. While selling 4,821 crore rupees worth of shares so far this month, FIIs have cut their cumulative bullish bets on Nifty and Bank Nifty futures from 52,927 contracts on the 29th of April to just 4,487 contracts on the 4th of May. Last month, they net sold shares worth 9,659 crore rupees, according to NSDL data. RBI bought some 42 tons of gold last financial year amid uncertainty on US Treasury yields. RBI emerged the second largest buyer of gold among central banks after Turkey in FY21, according to a World Gold Council report. The Indian Central Bank ended FY21 with a valuation loss of its foreign exchange reserves as US Treasury yields, where the bulk of the reserves are parked, have hardened in recent times. Meanwhile, RBI had to firefight in the currency market on Tuesday with forward premiums soaring up to 28.95% on short-term offshore contracts, indicating that varying estimates of fund flows would cause wild swings in the local currency. RBI is said to have intervened through some state-run banks that brought down the cost of covering currency exposure across maturities, traders said. Traders are betting on stocks with high earnings visibility in the May F&O series. This is particularly evident in metal stocks as they are attracting a lot of interest amid rising global steel prices. PSU companies are also on the radar of traders, while some private banks are attracting bearish bets on account of lower than expected earnings. Most brokerages have a neutral or bearish view on Kotak Mahindra Bank after its March quarter profit missed estimates as the lender set aside a higher amount of money to boost bad loan buffers. On Monday, Kotak Mahindra Bank reported a 33% year-on-year increase in net profit to 1,682 crore rupees, missing analysts' estimates by a wide margin. Sequentially, the lender's profit fell on account of a rise in provisions. And lastly, some good news. At least 20 listed companies in India have lost key board-level functionaries and top executives since early March. And these untimely deaths have put the spotlight on the need for well-defined succession plans. This toll includes only the list of key managerial personnel whose deaths must be disclosed by listed companies under corporate governance rules. Industry insiders say several top executives who were not part of key managerial personnel and yet worked in crucial positions have also died in the last few weeks. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. Billionaire Gautam Adani-controlled Adani Ports is considering abandoning a plan to set up a container terminal at Yangon in Myanmar and write down the investment after a military coup in that country. IndiGo said on Tuesday that its board will meet on Friday to consider raising funds through a qualified institutional placement of shares. Infosys is creating 1,000 digital jobs in the UK over the next 3 years in areas such as cloud computing, data and analytics, artificial intelligence, open source technologies and enterprises services. RBL Bank's net profit fell 34% on a year-on-year basis in the March quarter due to a fall in net interest income as the lender was hit by reversals in interest income as per a Supreme Court order. Do also check out more than 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay put with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!